It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. Okay, if you missed in the opening of the show, we were just going around in the room sharing things that happened to us. And Pork Chop, I need you to explain things again. I mean, if somebody heard this, I'm glad you've been listening for the past hour. But if not, this is insane to me here. You told me and Alex and Liv the Web Girl that you were visited by angels in your dream, or what? What's going on here?
Okay, so I had...
Did Pork Chop talk to God?
Actually, I wouldn't even call it a dream. I would almost call it a vision. But don't, I'm not like a prophet or anything.
So were you awake?
No, I was sleeping, and this like dream or this vision just hit me so hard. And I kind of explained before, I'm the kind of person, if I have a dream, I don't remember it. I wake up, I might remember it for a second, and then I'm done. Like, I just don't remember dreams. I don't write them down. I don't care. They're usually really dumb. But this morning, I just had this vivid dream where I was at my parents' house in New Jersey, and we were in my parents' room because there was a storm, like a bad storm, and I saw like a funnel cloud, like a tornado.
Okay.
And this funnel cloud was like coming for our house. And then all of a sudden, like, I guess, I don't know, the roof magically opened, and you could see the funnel like drift away, and you could see through the middle of it, and it was very clear. And then like there was a hot air balloon, but there wasn't the actual balloon part of the basket. You just saw like the strings.
Okay.
Like, but you could tell there, it was like from a hot air balloon. And then all of a sudden, these two, I don't know what you want to call them, but we'll call them people, just appeared like in above my head.
Those are angels, Pork Chop.
Yes, I guess.
Those are what we call angels.
You could call them angels. And they said, I'm trying to remember what they said to me. They said to me, Garrett, are you being a good servant?
Ooh.
And I said, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not the best, but I'm doing the best I can. And then they smiled and said, we know. And then after that, they said, well, continue spreading the good word because he's coming soon. And then I was like, wait.
Whoa!
And they were just gone. And then I remember, like, I said, can I tell Chase? Can I tell my sister? Can I tell anyone? And I remember calling Chase, and it went to voicemail. And then I told my parents to tell my sister. And then I woke up, like, heart beating, like, wow, that was so real.
Porkchop 316.
That's the motto right there. Now, that's interesting. Do you think, you sure, like, they didn't say, like, instead of, are you a good servant? Like, were you thinking of your old days, like, are you a good server? Did you bring the drinks to the table that they asked for?
Hey, I actually remember having Applebee's server dreams all the time.
Oh my gosh, of course you did.
So maybe you're being haunted by nightmares. Now, I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, I guess two parts here. First of all, has anybody else had a, I don't know if you call it a dream or a vision where you feel like you were kind of spoken to, like Pork Chop? He can't explain it, like how it happened last night. But also, if you interpret dreams, what do you think this means for Pork Chop?
Oh, that's kind of terrifying if someone like interprets dreams.
See, I think that God definitely speaks to us through our dreams, like how he speaks to us through everyday life. And we don't even realize it, like just little things happening throughout our life, our daily life. And I think that he uses dreams to talk to us. Like, my mom always said growing up, like, I would be like, oh, my gosh, I had the most random dream in the world. I dreamt about someone that was in, like, my second grade class. I haven't seen them, heard of them, talked to them in probably, like, 10 years. How random is that? My mom always, you know, was like, pray for them. You know, God might be bringing them in your dream because he knows that you're a spiritual person and you pray. Maybe he's saying that that person really needs prayers right now for whatever reason, so you should pray for them. So I definitely think God talks to you through your dreams.
Have you ever had anything? I'm not saying that doesn't mean you're not right with what you're saying, but have you had anything? Like, I don't think I've had anything that Pork Chop is talking about.
Neither have I.
I swear I've had a dream or a vision of my dad talking to me after he passed away, letting me know he was okay in a roundabout. I'm like, wait, but I thought you were dead. And it's like, we talked to him. He's like, I gotta go, son. I'm like, no. Because I want to keep on talking.
Like the Lion King.
Yeah, I'm like, no, Faja. But that is so interesting to me, Pork Chop. Alex, what about you?
I've never had any dreams like that. I mean, I think that it's possible that you can, like Liv said, that you can be spoken to, but I don't think that I've had anything like that.
So what do,
like,
I do?
I assume you're like holier than thou now. Like, no, like
if no
the,
way.
Like the Pope talks to God and Porkchop now can talk to God. Like, this is a pretty big deal. People should be kissing your feet.
I have a great idea. No. Okay.
Okay.
It's spring break time. I think we go to the nearest ocean and you try to walk on water and we just see.
That's
we
it.
We just see what happens.
Oh man, this is going to be awesome. Will you get your swimsuit or what?
No, I.
But it doesn't matter. You're going to walk on water. You'll be fine.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.